Am I the Jerk? You can always send yours in, Am I the Jerk, 1310@gmail.com. Send them in, and let's find out if we or you or us are the jerk.
Yeah, let's do it. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. This literally happened to me while I was listening to Am I the Jerk, so I pulled over to write this email.
Okay.
Sitting at a stoplight, and a guy in front of me puts the car in park, gets out to hand the homeless guy money and have a conversation with him. I appreciate him trying to help the homeless guy, but he should park across the street at the gas station and walk over instead of holding up 20 cars behind him. I started honking, and he just raised his hand like he was calling a foul on himself and pick up basketball. We all started to go around him. Who knows how long the conversation lasted? Am I the jerk for honking while he's trying to help the homeless guy? Why couldn't he park the car in the parking lot across the street to walk over to have the conversation instead of parking in front and blocking traffic? Please advise, and thank you for what you do to your bodies.
I don't think he's a jerk. If the light turns green and the guy put his car in park. Now, if you put your car in park and you're jumping out real quick and you're going to give the guy some money and say something real quick, you got to get back in your car when the light turns green, before it turns green. If the light turns green, then that guy is being the jerk.
Yeah, I think you definitely, if you're going to hold the conversation, you have to.
You're blocking traffic.
Yeah, that's, you never know what people are in a rush or what they have to do. And if you want to hand money, go right ahead. But to stop and hold a conversation, then you definitely need to pull aside.
Just crazy to do the, hey, and how's your day going after you hand him the $5 or whatever. Like, this is traffic, man.
Yeah, and some people may want to have a conversation, and that's fine. But and not to block traffic is definitely.
You can't park your car at a light, right. A green light. Like, y'all just go around.
And then to holding up the hand like you're calling a foul on yourself, that does nothing for me. That doesn't get me past this cycle. And what if it's a really short light cycle? And you made me miss have to sit there for another 45 seconds.
That just is ridiculous. There's no reason to do that. You can have the conversation. You can help the guy out without putting everyone else inconvenience.
And that is what horns are for. I am not a horn honker.
What kind of honker are you?
A boob honker?
No. I feel like we need to invent one courteous honk. And one mean one. You should have two horns available on your steering wheel.
Yeah,
because if someone's at a light on their phone and they're looking down and it turns green, I don't need the to let them know. Just a little
A little beep honk. Just a honk. Like, sorry.
Yeah, it needs to be a button more than a horn type situation because whoever's honking can't be in control of how long. You just need the good or the courteous or the I'm upset honk.
Maybe if you honk and it says, excuse me.
That's nice.
Bitch. And then look.
That's the mean one.
Yeah. Right, that's the mean one.
Bitch. Like you need the bigger, like,
giant bitch.
And that would be for someone who's holding up traffic to have a conversation. That's a mean one.
Right.
And then a speaker pops out of the car and Ludacris starts yelling at him.
Get out the way. Or if they're moving over into your lane, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like we need different varieties of things to say because you say it in your car.
Maybe we will have
you know
that
what
in
I
future.
Say every single time, and I know they can't hear me as I'm driving, and someone's creeping into my lane. I'm here. I'm over here. I'm over here.
Right.
Like they can hear me. Oh, my bad. Yeah, I'm right here.
Just, it's a little out of control.
But I say it every single time. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here. Right here. It's me. So, honk your horn. Honk the mean horn. That guy's being very generous. I understand. But that is a mean horn honk. If he's blocking traffic and the light is green.
I agree.
All right, we have a long hallway at work. It's a major thoroughfare as the cafe and coffee shop are on the other end. It's not necessarily narrow, but there are columns that stick out on one side. If there are two or more people walking, most of them will be shoulder to shoulder, taking up most of the walkway. Or if there are three or more, there's a pack leaving even less space. 90% of the people will not consolidate to a single line or at least bunch up closer together when there are people walking the other direction. Are they the jerks for not being considerate of other walkers, or am I the jerk for not stopping or moving out of the way?
No, they're the jerk.
And he sent a picture for reference. So I want to show you the picture of the hallway that he's talking about. And I'm pretty sure that's common in a lot of office areas, especially if you have the pack. If you're walking in a pack, you see someone coming the other way, That's on you to get the hell out of the way.
Just like on a sidewalk. Like if you're walking in a group, it's a two-way. So when you drive, do you just drive on a two, like a one-lane road where there's one lane going each way and you and your buddy are driving down the road? Like, oh, I'm just going to drive next to you. Oh, there's a car. Man, who cares?
Rules of the road apply on
foot.
Correct.
Yep.
And this is a huge, huge problem. People don't know how to walk. It's incredible.
Or yield the right of way.
Stunning. It is stunning how many people cannot correctly navigate walkways. And I always wonder, do they drive like that?
Grocery store aisles. That's where this is the most egregious place. Right.
No, that's true.
Brenda and her 8 kids taking up a whole damn aisle.
And especially if you know you're in that pack. Someone in that pack has to be the leader and just slide over.
Behind.
You know, this happens because you can get to the back of my house through the alley. And if we're parking in the back, I will go through the alley every single time. You have to. And now it always is the who moves. You're playing a game of chicken. If you're trying to turn into it and a person is coming down the alley, who moves first? Who gives up the right of way in order to have that person go by? Like you always feel like, okay, I feel like I was here first that I need to go, but how do you navigate? It's always the up, and then you stop and then you move forward. You both move forward and you go up. Do you move back?
I think my rule of thumb would be whoever's leaving the neighborhood, because they're on their way somewhere that's probably a little more important than just getting to the house.
Oh, I have to go pee.
Well, you might need to hold an extra 10 seconds.
I always feel whoever is closest to a thing they can pull into, a driveway, another alleyway, whatever the case may be, because if you see them coming down... And alleys, I haven't had to deal with an alley in a long time.
I always feel like I'm in a Fast and Furious movie. Like you're standing there and you're kind of revving the engine and you're looking dead in their eyes to see if you want to just
flashing your lights at each other.
Right.
The other person is like, I've been in the alley longer than you because you might have just turned into the alley, but you can't back out because it's a roadway.
See, there's one, you can get off the major thoroughfare from my street. And if someone's turning it from the major thoroughfare, I always back up because you can't back up into the major thoroughfare. So I'll just pull into someone's driveway, let them pass, and then I'll continue my way. But if it's not the major one, it's always the bit of, okay, do you go? Do I go?
Right.
Who's here? Am I a jerk? Do they feel like? And but we'll get it done.
Yes. But in the hallways,
we're neighbors.
Whoever sent that in, you are not the jerk.
No.
Your coworkers are jerks. And you should be able to tell them, hey, guys, I don't know if you've ever been around more than one person before, but you need to move out of the way because I'm going the other direction.
Or just shoulder check them as you walk by them in the hall.
Just act like you don't see them. Act like you're blind. Oh, whoops, sorry. Didn't know
just
you were
give
there.
Them a little bump.
As you have a phone in your hand, but you act like you're blind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or put like a spike on your elbow, and when you walk by, just...
We were having fun.
Yeah, just try the dry shoulder first, maybe. See if they acquiesce after that.
You don't like the spike on your elbow?
It's extreme.
Why do you have a spike on your elbow? Watch.
Where do you even get an elbow spike?
I don't know.
Amazon. You can get anything.
Anything.
On Amazon.
Yeah, it's probably on the adult part of it.
Good morning, Invasion. Good morning. This past weekend, I went to Tampa for the Kanye concert. Oh, you traveled for a show and it wasn't canceled?
That's cool.
I didn't
think that was possible.
We're going to Tampa in 16 days.
Yeah, maybe we'll go to the Kanye concert.
Number one!
Oh, he moves around. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, if I went to go see The Midnight, you're going to... You owe me
a concert. I don't owe you Kanye.
I
owe you a small venue with about a couple of thousand people max. I don't owe you a giant concert. That's fair.
I don't know. I think that Midnight show was equivalent to...
That was a really easy venue where we could stand in the back. There wasn't... If we needed to get away from people, we were at the back. It was easy.
I think you have to combine the Midland concert, any packed Green shows that you've seen.
All the breweries.
Jug Jam.
It's just everything.
Right.
No, George was the Midland concert. I am directly responsible for the Midnight. Okay. And I owe you an equivalent show.
Okay. All right. We'll find that.
And then it'll be canceled.
Not if it's here.
If it's out of town. Yes, it will be canceled. Monday morning on the flight back, I was hit with a scenario that we always hear talked about on the station. I was sitting next to an older lady and her 5 to 6 year old grandkid. Woman I went with was in the row in front of me by herself. We were approached by a family. that they had two seats. It's kind of worded poorly. I'm sorry. Two seats in front of me next to the woman I went with, and two in front of the plane in front, okay. In the front of the plane on another row.
So he's saying that a family approached him and they had split seats.
I'm sorry. Okay. It's all right. But now we're good now. Okay. I had an aisle seat. And woman I went with had a window. They asked if we could move up front to their seats so they could get the whole row and my aisle seat behind. I politely turned it down. Didn't want to risk whoever was sitting up front being a bigger person and having to sit middle. Am I the jerk or legend for standing my ground? The four of them appeared to be a couple with an older lady and a younger child. I don't think you're ever obligated to move for anyone.
I agree.
Today, in today's age, you can get the seats that you want. You can try your best to gather the seats that if you pay a little extra, you can. If you're feeling nice on that particular day and they ask, you go ahead to do it. But there is no way you're obligated. I've fallen victim to this, and I've pretty much bowed down every single time I've been asked. And there was one time we were on an international flight that we were with the group, and for some reason they did not book me and my wife together, and I was cool with it. And then this one guy was like, hey, that's your wife over there. I was like, yeah. He was like, man, you can come sit over here. And I was like, no, I'm good. You really don't have to do that. He's like, dude, worry about it, because but he did. And I was like, okay, if you insist, but I wasn't asking for it,
right?
So if you want to be nice, you go right ahead, but they can get all pissy and puffy all they want. If that's the seat you want and you don't want to move, you don't have to. I don't care who they have with them.
I agree, because you paid for that exact seat. You chose that exact seat that you are sitting in.
If you chose that seat and you feel like that's the seat you want to sit in, I'm not saying you own the rights to it, but that's yours.
And that's how we do it in Duncanville.
And that's how we will do it in Duncanville. We may make it illegal to ask to switch seats.
I think your policies are so extreme.
You can ask. You just don't have to acquiesce.
Overreaching and extreme.
That's how you get things done.
You have no jurisdiction in the air.
That will be a well-run city when I become mayor, and that's all it takes. So, no, sir. I don't know about legend, but you're definitely not a jerk.
You're not a jerk, no.
Just have to, if you're nice that day, if you're feeling like you want to be nice, you go right ahead.
It is funny, though, because if you decline someone, and it doesn't have to be a plane, it could be in a movie theater, what have you.
Sure.
Because they approach you assuming they'll move. No, I don't want to.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I bought
this seat.
You
always have to assume that you're going to get turned down.
I don't want to move. Well, put your info back in.
And there's nothing they can do about it.
Like, our interaction in life will last however long this plane flight is, and then I will never see you again and never think of this moment.
No.
So you're not bothering me. It's fine. You can stare at me and turn around and point and
huff and puff and do whatever you want. It's not going to bother me a bit.
It's all good.
All right. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. We do it every Thursday at 9:55.